This week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that her office would start paying more attention to long-term care facilities. State attorneys, she says, might take legal action against those that don't follow certain rules set by the governor this spring. That includes those nursing homes in which more than 2,000 residents have died from COVID-19. A little over a month ago, the state published a trove of reports about how well Michigan's nursing homes followed infection control procedures as the pandemic mounted. Michigan Radio's Will Callen has been following that story. Will, welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, thanks, April.
What do the inspection reports tell us?
Yeah, so these reports are the most detailed account available to us of what it was like in nursing homes from the beginning of the pandemic through its most intense weeks in April. And in a lot of ways, they confirm stuff that we already knew. A lot of facilities were short-staffed, whether because they were going into the pandemic short-staffed or they started losing workers once people were getting sick. They didn't have access to PPE or testing. And I ended up going through reports for Michigan's regional hubs, which were these 21 facilities that the state health department selected for their ability to house and isolate COVID-19 patients who either couldn't recover safely in their nursing home of residence or were coming from the hospital and just not exactly ready to go home yet.
Well, how did the regional hubs do under the terms of this survey?
So most of them passed, but four facilities did not. And I talk about those specific places in an article on our website. But, you know, it's important to remember that this was before they were designated as hubs. But, you know, nevertheless, at some homes we have staff that are not wearing PPE. At others, you have patients with respiratory symptoms who are not being isolated right away. And overall, you just get this sense that among staff and administrators, there's this pretty widespread misunderstanding of how dangerous this virus could be.
Yeah. I mean, infection control is a fact of life at long-term facilities that kind of go through something similar to this on a smaller scale in flu season. But can you give us, were there any cases that stood out to you, any examples you could give us of what this looked like?
Yeah, so one of the homes is Shorepoint Nursing Center, which is in St. Clair Shores, and there's this one account of a patient who came from the hospital with some respiratory symptoms. He was placed with a roommate, and both of them started developing more symptoms after that. Symptoms were worsening. They were eventually tested for COVID, and in the next few days, you know, without being isolated, one of them died in the facility. And then the other, after finally being isolated, he went to the hospital and he died. And so, you know, I talked to some experts about this. One of the really big problems here is that they failed to follow their own policy, which was that if a resident gets swabbed for COVID, they must be isolated right away. So yeah, this is a problem, but the people I spoke with also said, you know, you need time to teach staff about these policies. Catherine Heyer is one of those people. She's at the University of South Florida, and she studies long-term care in the U.S. generally.
To do these things well, to really implement a protocol well, you have to have time to do the training. You have to test. You have to, you know, watch people. You have to give them some time. And everybody's doing it as they're implementing.
So another example is at the MediLodge of Livingston. We have one resident who tested positive for COVID, wasn't simply swabbed, but tested positive, and wasn't isolated for, you know, 8 days.
Oh, wow.
And at the MediLodge of Frankenmuth, they did have training programs, which is great, but they were pretty poorly attended. And it seems like that's because they weren't actually requiring that people attend these sessions. People may not have had time to attend these sessions. And, you know, as we know, in hindsight, at least, everyone really needed to be on the same page with a disease this dangerous.
I think part of what's so mind-blowing about this, Will, is that these hubs were the ones that were supposed to have infection control down, right?
Yeah, yes.
Well, why were they selected if they still had these problems?
So it seems like the health department didn't really have better options. Remember, the number one qualification for these hubs was bed space. And it turns out that facilities that have better ratings, they don't have a lot of room because people want to send their family members there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that means most of the hubs, they have a below average rating from the federal government. They have more health violations than other homes in Michigan. And in fact, all but one of them in the last 4 years have been cited for an infection control violation of some sort. And, you know, in May, we were talking about this with the state health department, and they told us that if there was a home that had infection control problems, they were probably minor enough that inspectors can clear them up. This is Brian Barry, who worked on selecting the hubs.
In some cases, our fears that a facility may or may not be able to successfully pull it off were allayed because the surveyors on site reassured us that they were able to adequately isolate the COVID residents.
Barry also told us then that facilities with recent cases of abuse against, you know, their elderly residents, that would immediately knock a home out of the running for regional hubs. But two of the homes were cited for abuse in the last year, in 2019. So many of the hubs had some sort of problem. This is not acceptable, but unfortunately it is pretty common. In 2019, 63% of Michigan's nursing homes had an infection control violation.
Do we know anything about how well these facilities were able to deal with infections once they became hubs?
We don't really, because the state data, the publicly available data for these particular facilities, it's not totally reliable. What we do know is that over the last couple months, the case and death rates in nursing homes have stayed relatively stable. They've both been rising, but pretty gradually, and it's certainly nothing like it was back in April and May. The health department did tell us that for the hubs, there have been in total about 1,200 admissions and 1,100 recoveries, which is somewhat encouraging. The good news is that we will know more about these hubs and nursing homes in general very soon, because at the end of August, there are two big reports that are supposed to come out, and one is looking at the regional hub policy in particular.
Michigan Radio's Will Callen. Will, I know this has been a pretty massive research project. Thank you for grinding through the reports for us.
Yeah, thank you, April.
You can read Will's article at the Michigan Radio website.